guard the spring. Proverbs 4 is framed as a father remembering that he was once a son. Wisdom moves through generations, received before it is taught, obeyed before it is explained. The father's authority does not rest merely on age, but on having knelt beneath the same instruction he now gives. The Hebrew description of him as Yahid, translated only child, can also mean uniquely precious or tenderly loved. Solomon was not literally his mother's only child. The point is relational. Wisdom is being passed down in an atmosphere of cherished belonging. Biblical instruction is not cold information handed to strangers. It is truth carried by love. Wisdom must be bought and loved. Get wisdom repeats the Hebrew verb kana, meaning to acquire or purchase. There is deliberate wordplay. Whatever else you acquire, acquire understanding. Wisdom is God's gift, yet it will cost us. It may cost cherished opinions, convenient habits, social approval, or the illusion that sincerity is enough. But the chapter moves beyond acquisition. Love her and embrace her. Wisdom must become an affection, not merely an idea. Augustine described holiness as rightly ordered love. We become wise not only when we recognize what is true, but when our desires learn to welcome it. The heart is a spring, not a fortress. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it is the wellspring of life. World English Bible. In modern Western speech, the heart usually means emotion. In Hebrew thought, the lib is the inner command center, the place of thought, desire, memory, and decision. The verb translated keep carries the sense of guarding something entrusted to you. Yet the image is not of sealing the heart behind walls. It is of protecting a spring so that its water remains life-giving. In the dry land of ancient Israel, a spring could sustain an entire settlement. Jerusalem's dependence on the Gihon spring vividly illustrates this reality. We therefore guard the heart not merely for self-protection, but because others will eventually drink from what flows out of us. Our speech, gaze, and steps reveal the condition of the hidden water. Indeed, the closing verses form an anatomy of discipleship. Ear, eyes, heart, mouth, gaze, and feet. Sin fragments the person. Wisdom gathers the whole body into one faithful direction. Walking toward dawn. The righteous path is not described as instant noon, but as dawn growing brighter. God's work in us is often gradual, yet it has a destination. Darkness, by contrast, removes even the ability to recognize what caused the fall. Sin is not only disobedience, it is progressive blindness. The early church saw divine wisdom reaching its fullness in Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians 1:24, New International Version. He does not merely point out the path. He becomes our way and leads us toward the perfect day. Suggested cross-references, Deuteronomy 6:4-9, Psalm 119:105, John 14:6, Ephesians 5:8-9-14. Suggested him, be thou my vision. Prayer. Lord Jesus, wisdom of God, cleanse the hidden spring within me. Order my loves, steady my gaze, govern my speech, and direct my feet. Lead me faithfully through the half-light until I see you in the brightness of the perfect day. Amen.